proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and want to thank you for joining me today. Well, with me in studio, we have the pleasure of having Brother Dan here. And Dan is a Jewish believer, and such a delight to have him here. And I think you're going to be just excited to hear his testimony as he shares it with us. So welcome to the studio, Brother Dan.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, on our last program, Dan was sharing with us a little bit about his upbringing and kind of in a mixed family, Jew and Gentile, but being raised and eventually coming to know Jesus as his Messiah. Dan, if you can just kind of recap a little bit of how you got saved.
Sure. Coming from more of a secular Jewish background, not hearing much about God or religion or anything spiritual, many believers were in my life, introduced me to a good Bible-preaching church, heard the gospel for some time, and when God had that right time in my life, heard the gospel, got saved, and since that time, he's been using me for his glory. So God really started moving my life in very fast directions. I wasn't really prepared at that time. I had a plan for my life, basically. I knew what I wanted to do and had everything mapped out, but often, well, really almost every time, God has a different plan for us. And so after he had saved me in June of 2007, my next question was, what do I do now? Now that I have this faith, what do I do with it? And so I started growing, was really thankful that in my church, my pastor took the time to sit with me, to teach me the word, to help me to grow and to understand now that God has saved me, there's a message that needs to go to other people in my life and people that I hadn't even met yet. And so I really started searching the scriptures. Okay, God, what would you have for me? And he started opening and closing doors as he wanted me to go to different areas. I had really desired to be in the Peace Corps for even before I became a believer. And God made it clear that that door was closed because as I interviewed in New York City, the lady across the desk was actually an atheist. And so knowing that God wants us to share his word, his truth, and her telling me on that specific field I would not be able to do that, I said, okay, Lord, as much as I want this, I need to follow what you want me to do. And so he closed that door, but then he opened another door. And actually through IBJM here in Hickson, Tennessee, they offered a missions trip to the Ukraine. And so that was the summer of 2008. I had gone, heard about the trip, signed up for it. And it was on that trip that I really understood the value and need to share the gospel with other people. And so God directed me towards what we would say full-time missionary service. And after that, I was, okay, knew wanted to be serve him full-time as a missionary. But then it was the following summer in June of 2009 that IBJM also provided what they call the four-day focus. And I started realizing there's a need specifically to the Jewish people. Even though having a Jewish mother, Israeli mother, I really had no desire or interest in Israel or the Jews before being saved. And it was at that time that God said, okay, these are Jewish Israelis that need to hear the gospel. I didn't even know that Jews could be Christians at that point. But after reading the scriptures, I realized God was calling me to the Jews and eventually to Israel. And so God opened those doors. And also in that time, he had brought me a wife, Rachel. I actually met her on the Ukraine missions trip. We got married December 2009. And then we were already on our way to Israel in November 2010.
Wow, that's just kind of a flurry of activity. But God has definitely been working in your life, and we praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And so thank you, Dan, for joining us today. And we're going to be actually talking a little bit more about some of Dan's experiences in ministry on our next program. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.